From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. A total of 110 girls are missing after an attack on a school in northeastern Nigeria by suspected Boko Haram insurgents, the Information Ministry said on Sunday, in what may be one of the largest abductions since the Chibok kidnappings of 2014. Information Minister Lai Mohammed, who was part of a delegation of ministers, met with parents and teachers.
They're already working on several very important lifts, which would be, I think it would be very, it would be very imprudent to talk about.
He said they will leave no stone unturned in searching for the girls. The insurgents drove into the town on Monday and attacked the girls' school, sending hundreds of students fleeing. Some of the attackers were camouflaged, with witnesses stating that a number of students thought they were soldiers. China responded angrily Saturday to new sanctions the U.S. imposed on North Korea, maintaining they are counterproductive to efforts to halt Pyongyang's nuclear and long-range missile development programs. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Friday what he called the largest ever set of sanctions against North Korea and threatened a, quote, phase two if the measures aren't effective. And with fireworks and a symphony orchestra rousing cheers from spectators, the 2018 Winter Olympics were declared closed on Sunday. This is VOA News. A powerful earthquake has struck the Pacific Island nation of Papua New Guinea, but no tsunami warning has been issued. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 7.5 magnitude quake was centered about 90 kilometers south of Porgera in Enga province. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. And in
with
Britain,
your joint march.
In Britain, an explosion at Leicester, England, destroyed a store and a house, which British police declared a major incident. Pictures of the blast showed flames shooting up from the rubble where the two-story building once stood. The sheriff in Florida County, where a troubled 19-year-old carried out a horrific mass shooting, vowed to investigate every aspect of his department's response to the shooting. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel told CNN Sunday, "We will investigate every action of our deputies. That includes numerous missed signals about the gunman's volatility the department received before the incident." Israel heaped scorn on Scott Peterson, the veteran lawman, who stayed outside the high school instead of confronting the suspect inside 2 weeks ago. Israel said investigators are looking at reports that at least three other deputies arrived on the scene without entering the school while the attack was unfolding. And in Italy, there have been demonstrations all day, including this one. Tens of thousands of people protested across the country in rival far-right and anti-fascist demonstrations. The major rallies were in Rome, Milan, and Palermo. With just 1 week to go to general elections, tensions are running high. Italians also turned out to protest labor laws and mandatory vaccines. Despite the rain, it was a colorful rally in Rome with demonstrators waving flags and holding anti-fascist and anti-racist posters. China's official Xinhua news agency says the Central Committee of the Communist Party has proposed removing term limits for the country's president and vice president from the Constitution. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.